I will be speaking about a subject matter which we have already covered in Radha Desh. Yes, this is even, we are getting there. Intimate light. I would like to, before I start, just tell you a little bit of why we like to hear about Krishna Katha. It is said when we hear about Krishna personally, what he does, how he thinks, how he dances, how he dresses, at that time we lose our material desires. It is said one who is listening about Krishna, although he may be full of material desires, he will lose his material desires. Although he may be shallow, not very deep, a little superficial, just by hearing and remembering about Krishna, such a person who was shallow before will become very deep. And it's also said, just by hearing and remembering Krishna, those who were attached to impious activities will become very pious. In fact, there is no greater benefit than to hear and remember Krishna while being in this world. So I will talk a little bit about Krishna. I will try to make a meditative atmosphere, which means that those who have small children who are not able to keep peaceful, especially after such energetic kirtan, please take your children. Maybe they wish to have cool air, maybe they wish to jump on the trampoline a little bit to get rid of their excessive energy. But please be a conscious parent and take the children. Now, if you don't do what I say, I will throw an atom bomb in your direction. So, better. Let me see. My dear devotees, it's very difficult in our after such a kirtan to keep a peaceful atmosphere. If you see your neighbor not being able to calm their child, please tell to the neighbor, it's time to become a responsible parent, no? Was that clear enough? Good.
Fine.
What? Just to be very sure, when you see that devotees outside will become very lively, which is a good sign, please tell them we have now a community room where it is possible to be very lively and very wonderful. Yes, Nico, I see you there. You can be a little bit the usherer. Disguise yourself with the material qualities. You cover yourself by the curtain of material nature. But Krishna, we can find you out behind the curtain. Now it's a little bit too loud. We can recognize you by your extraordinary quality of being so, so much in love with your devotees. And we can see that although you are covered, you make plans so that we can become Krishna conscious. My dear Krishna, no one except the original personality of Godhead has this quality to be merciful to the devotees in this world. When you see some little good qualities in your devotees, you allow yourself to be known by your devotee. Krishna, in the end, only you can know yourself perfectly, no one else. But sometimes you lift the curtain of your deluding potency so that we can see you. My dear devotees, today we will hear about disguises, how Krishna hides away from the conditioned souls. We will also hear about lifting of the disguises. Krishna disguises himself by his Vikshepana potency, that is the covering potency. But Krishna can also come and disguise himself by changing his voice. Sometimes the Lord uses cosmetics so that you cannot see him, or he changes his step, his gait, his actions, so that it's very difficult to see him. The disguises which are put on in the darkness of the night, disguises which are put on in the brightness of the day. Krishna uses disguises by dressing himself in very wonderful way, and sometimes Krishna uses even magic to disguise himself. Today, my dear devotees, we will hear about Radharani disguising herself so that even Krishna cannot find her. By understanding something about the disguises of God, we might one day see through the disguises. Hare Krishna. Oh, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Those of you who have visited Vrindavan have seen at least two qualities in the forest of Vrindavan. One quality is, which we experience more often than not, that Krishna seems to hide in Vrindavan. We were coming to Vrindavan to experience his sweetness, but what we find is overcrowded roads, insensitive pilgrims who step on each other's feet and don't care. We find pollution in the air, on the ground, in the river, and what is most disturbing, sound pollution in a way we have never thought it's possible. This is the curtain of Krishna's energy behind which he hides. But just as much as the trees, the creepers, the wells, the streets, the rivers of Vrindavan hide Radha and Krishna, all of a sudden we can experience how the curtain is opening and Radha and Krishna are revealed, either during a darshan in the temple, or they are revealed perhaps in our hearts, and we become so blissful, so Krishna consciousness, so absolutely inspired that we know this is not possible anywhere else than in Vrindavan. So the forest of Vrindavan has two functions. It hides the divine couple from our vision, but the same forest, the same town, the same street, the same rickshawala can reveal or show us Krishna. In Vrindavan, there is one pastime between the divine couple. It is called Luk Leela. Please say it. It means the game of hide and seek. And to increase the utsuka, means the extraordinary happiness of themselves, Radha and Krishna are often found to play this game. What we will hear today is a not so much known Luk Leela, which shows you something of the personality whom Krishna holds dearest in his heart, that is Srimati Radharani. Once Srimati Radharani was playing with her girlfriends in the Yamuna River. For this purpose, they undress from their beautiful cloth and have a simple bathing dress of white sari. And they play by splashing water on each other, by laughing, by joking, and by having a wonderful time. But Krishna was looking for Radharani and did not know that she was in the Yamuna River. In fact, he was looking all over Vrindavan for his Radha, but the Vrindavan forest was hiding Radha. So in his great need to find Radha, he turned to his dear friend Subal Sakha. Please say
Subal Sakha.
Yes, it will make you familiar with the personalities in Krishna's pastime. And he said, "Oh, my dear Subal Sakha, you are the knower of all mysteries in the forest of Vrindavan. From whom have you learned the mysteries of the forest?" Krishna was testing Subal. And Subal said, "The goddess of the forest herself initiated me." Who is the goddess of the Vrindavan forest? Shrimati Vrindadevi, yes. In the morning, in temples, it is customary to bring Shrimati Vrindadevi into the temple room and then asked her, "My dear goddess, please reveal before my very two eyes the divine couple as they perform their pastimes in Vrindavan. Nayane hiribo sada yugal ruparasi." So Subha said, "Vrindadevi personally taught me." Krishna said, "I don't believe you until you can give me an answer to one question which I have." "My Lord, tell your question. How many different types of grasses are there in the Vrindavan forest?" Testing, testing, testing. Subal Sakha smiled and said, "Exactly 6,826 types of grasses are growing in the forest of Vrindavan." Krishna was convinced. He said, "Bo." Bo means wonderful. "Bo, Subal Sakha. You have not only learned the art of botany, you seem to also know the art of counting high numbers. But I have a question. I want to know from you if you can tell me who hides at the moment in the forest of Vrindavan and is the most qualified of my lovers." Subal Sakha says, "Ah, by my guru's blessing, I also can find out where that divine personality is hiding in Vrindavan forest. Give me a minute." And he sat down in the lotus position. He controlled his mind by pranayama exercises, breathing exercises, and started to meditate. And when he came out of his meditation, he said, "The most divine goddess hiding at the moment in the forest of Vrindavan is Ekakanya, Now, Eka Kanya means one girl. Krishna said, Eka Kanya? Which Kanya? And Subalsaka said, she's the daughter of Brishabhanu Maharaj, and she is known as Brishabhanu Kumari. When Krishna heard one of the many names of Radharani, Brishabhanu Kumari, he sighed, said, yes, my Radha, where can I find her? And saying this, he embraced Subalsaka and said, my friend, tell me where I can find Radha. But he could see, Krishna could see, that there were many different types of cowherd boys around and their cows. And he felt, before I can meet Radha, I need to clear the atmosphere. I think even in this world we know, when we have a very deep friendship with someone, we say, let us sit a little alone by ourselves and talk about the things which only we as friends talk. So Krishna also felt, before meeting Radha, he needed to send everyone away. So he told Maru, Maru, you take care of the cows. I will just come back. Then Krishna went with Subalsaka, who guided him, to the banks of the river Jamuna. And there he saw, in the waters, dressed in meticulous white dress, amongst the lotus flowers, his dear beloved Radha. The moment Radha saw Krishna, she hid behind a golden lotus flower, and for a moment Krishna was not able to see the difference between Radha's golden face and the face of the lotus flower. But then Krishna searched her out, and he saw still the atmosphere is not private enough. There are so many gopis around. So he's clever. He said, my dear gopis, I just met your elders, your father and mother, and they are worried that you play the whole day, things like water sports. They said if you don't come to see them, they will search for you. So please quickly go to the hills of Govardhan and see your elders there. And as far as Radharani is concerned, I will take care of Radha, and I will personally bring her in the evening to her home. So the gopis were in anxiety, and they quickly followed Krishna's advice to look for their elders, and this way Krishna had clear air. So he invited Radharani, who quickly dressed in her blue sari, and said, let us go to Madhuvan. Who of you has been in Madhuvan? A few of you have been to Madhuvan. You must go to Madhuvan. Madhu means honey. It's a honey forest. In this forest, the great Dhruva Maharaj performed austerities, and at the end of his austerities, he saw Lord Vishnu coming, riding on Garuda. So it is said, anyone who goes to Madhuvan searching for Krishna will certainly find them. Do you think this is a good place to visit?
Yes.
Yeah, but you need to search for Krishna, not for a place to pass urine. just saying pilgrims have different needs, no? So when Radha and Krishna went through Madhuvan, they saw in this forest a few kunja gullies. What is this? These are forest paths which are bordered by trees and by bushes, so it looks like a labyrinth type of thing. And they went through the narrow lanes together. Krishna showed Radha the different forest beauties, means trees and fruits, and Radha said to Krishna, oh, here is a fruit tree, please can I have the fruit? And Krishna said, fruit tree, bow down to my Radha. And the fruit tree put the fruit before Radha's lotus feet. And then Radha suggested something. He said, O jewel of the cowherd boys, look at these narrow pathways. They are dense, they are narrow, and they are countless in number. Let us play look, look here. Hide and seek. Krishna became immediately excited. Yes, I will hide and you will try to find me. But Radha said, no, it has always been that way. You hide and you want everyone to find you. Let's have a change. I will hide and you will search me out. Oh, Krishna, said Krishna, it will be very easy for me to find you. You can't hide for long from me. And Radha said, we will see. Now close your eyes, Shyam Sundar, and sing a song. While you sing, I will disguise myself and hide myself. And when you are finished with your song, you can come and try to find me. So Krishna knew a wonderful pastime would begin to happen. So he sang about Radharani. He sang, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Sri Radhe. Disguised herself in the most amazing way, my dear devotees. She somehow did something to her eyes that they looked different. She moved different, like a cowherd boy, no longer like Radha. She put on a dress which made her impossible to be recognized. And then she hid and waited in the forest. Now when Krishna had finished the song, he called out very loud, Radha, I'm coming now. But there was no answer. He looked under the trees. He looked behind the bushes and the narrow pathways. I will find you. I will surely find you. But after a long time had passed, Radha remained still hidden, and Krishna became desperate. He went into a solitary kunj where he was all by himself and started crying for Radha's, calling out Radha's name, "O Radhe, O Radhe, O Radhe, show yourself to me. Radha, I'm starting to die. The poison of your separation is moving up. It's moving up to my heart and then to my throat. When it rises further, I will die. Are you safe, Radha? Please be the object of my vision." Suddenly, as Krishna was longing for Radha, a beautiful cowherd boy came out of the forest. Krishna was happy and he said, "Have you seen my beloved Radha?" The cowherd boy looked at him and says, "It looks you're suffering from a fever, a love fever. Do you want me to take a message to your beloved?" "No," said Radha, said Krishna, "I want to meet Radha. No message, meeting." "But who is this Radha?" asked the coward boy. So Krishna gave a beautiful explanation about Radharani. "Radha lives in Goloka. She hides in a palace of beauty. She wanders around with her girlfriends who are dressed in colors of the rainbows. Sometimes she looks at me through the window of her mercy, and she lives in Vashana." When this little boy heard this, his face lit up with a smile. And as he smiled, suddenly the forest of Vrindavan became filled with the fragrance of sandalwood. The bees began to sing in a very high note. Before, they were singing like now they changed the pitch. It was a really exciting atmosphere. The lotus flowers, who had been closed, started to open up and blossom. And the peacocks spread their feathers. And as if this was not enough, the flowers on the trees and everywhere else started to cry tears of honey. Everything became honey sweet. My dear devotees, these changes in the atmosphere of Vrindavan are signs that a divine personality will soon appear. You can find this change in the atmosphere when you go on Govardhan Parikrama and you enter these forested patches. There's one between Govardhan town and Anyur. And of course, when you have gone around Giriraj at Puchery, there comes a long, long stretch of forest, beautiful forest, up to Govardhan town. It's a few kilometers, amazing forest. Now, whenever some divine appearance comes, whenever Krishna comes, or Krishna makes an arrangement through which he will reveal himself to you, the atmosphere in the forest starts to change. And the changes which you have heard about, fragrance, peacocks getting excited and showing their feathers, the bees beginning to sing, high pitch. These are all signs that soon Radharani will appear. And Krishna knew these signs. My dear devotees, also you can know these signs when you are in Vrindavan's forest. You will, for instance, see that the light of the sun, which was previously a little burning and piercing, will become soft and tender and golden. It's a change of light. You will perceive in the atmosphere a fragrance, and you think, did someone light up an incense? But no. The Vrindavan Dham pulls its curtain away to give you a glance into the eternal spiritual reality. That's the power of Vrindavan. So the atmosphere changed. And smiling, the little cowherd boy said, "Oh, you mean the Radha who disguises herself in the soft, sweet breeze of the Yamuna. This is your lover whom you wish to find. Oh, are you talking about the Radha who hides herself in the sweet aroma of the flowers? Or who is hiding in the aroma of the honey? Do you think of the Radha who's perceived only by perfected souls? Do you think of the Radha whose name's Lord Shiva chants? And perhaps you think of the Radha who disguises herself as a cowherd boy and stands now right before you. As Krishna looked at the little cowherd boy who smiled at him in the most sweetest way, he could see that actually behind the eyes, there were the eyes of his Radha. He could see that behind the amazing cowherd boy dress, there was his Radha standing. So when Radha opened the veil of her disguise, Krishna was able to see her. And Krishna said to Radha, "Radha, your prema is felt everywhere in this forest, but now we have witnessed your gopavesh, your dress as a cowherd boy, my eyes have attained their perfections. All glories to the forest that hides you. All glories to the forest that reveals you." And Krishna did like this to the forest of Vrindavan. He winked, blinzeln. And then Radha and Krishna gave up all disguises and walked together through the forest of Vrindavan. My dear devotees, sweet, sweet, sweet is the forest of Vrindavan. Sweet, sweet, sweet are the nights and days there. Sweet, sweet, sweet is the look pastime. Because in this forest, playing his flute in ever sweet ways, Madan Mohan walks around. My dear devotees, look for the forest of Vrindavan in your life. Prabhupada once said in a lecture, you have to find Vrindavan in your heart. You have to discover Vrindavan, the place where Krishna resides in your heart. Today, we were sitting in the German forest, not the forest of Vrindavan, and I was thinking again about this subject. My dear devotees, Krishna cannot be seen with the eyes made of flesh. Krishna can only be seen with the eyes of the loving heart. When Krishna tried last time to make peace between the Pandavas and Duryodhana, he went to the court of in Hastinapur, where all the Kuru elders were there. Dhritarashtra was there, Vidura was there, Grandfather Bhishma, and Kripacharya, Dronacharya, everyone was assembled. And he said, I come one last time before a terrible war will happen. Let us avoid this unnecessary war. Give the Pandavas just 5 villages to rule. You can keep the kingdom which is theirs, but they need 5 villages. When Duryodhana heard this, he stormed out of the palace courtroom and he banged the door. Bang! It was so loud. He came in a second time, and again Krishna was talking about peace. Duryodhana said, there cannot be peace. Don't you understand? It's not possible for Duryodhana to live with Arjuna and Yudhishthira on the same planet. One of our groups, either Duryodhana's group, my group, or the Pandavas, they have to go. And I will make sure that the Pandavas will die. At that moment, Krishna said, are you sure? I am on the side of the Pandavas. Look, Duryodhana, you are a fool. And Krishna became bigger and bigger and bigger until he showed his Virata Rupa, his universal form, which contains the planets, the different universes and everything. Duryodhana just sneered. He saw Krishna, he saw Krishna's powers, but he still was so much blind that he said, Vasudev Krishna, I can also do magic. Don't try to deceive me by your ordinary magic. And he called his soldiers. They came with an iron chain to try to bind the universal form. That's not possible. You need more than all the chains of the bird. And Krishna just said, you fool, Duryodhana. And he disappeared from the court of the Kurus. My dear devotees, when you have no Krishna consciousness in your heart, when your heart is impure, full of so many erroneous illusions about yourself, Perhaps you think you are the body or a German or a Frenchman, some of these illusions, then it's not possible for you to see Krishna even when he stands right before you. You are just like an owl who cannot see anything in bright daylight. Or you are like a blind man who stands before a mirror and cannot see anything. Krishna can only be seen through the eyes of bhakti, the loving heart of bhakti. And that is perhaps one of the messages for Jamashtami. Yes, Krishna will appear at 12 o'clock in the midnight. We will have a midnight aarti and we will look at the deities. My dear devotees, my dear friends, and my dear restless skeptics, now I wish to encourage you, let that be your magic moment with Krishna. Pray to Krishna. Oh Krishna, my mind is diverted by so many things. I cannot focus my mind on you, but please let me love you. And Krishna, I want to come to you. I came and became a devotee or became interested in Krishna consciousness because you attracted me, but please give me the strength to come to you. Because only when Krishna helps us can we understand Krishna. Only when Krishna gives the bhava in our heart can we see him. Only when Krishna wants is he revealed in your heart, which has become as wonderful as the forest of Vrindavan. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Oh,
Seat. Thank you very much for coming and listening to this. It is known to me that this is unusual for us. We are very active, speedy, hasty, busy, running, loud people. And then all of a sudden, woo! But my dear devotees, it's important in the practice of bhakti that you don't just engage your body, that means your voice, your legs to dance, your arms to rise. It is important that you bring bhakti to your mind and then still deeper to your heart. And that is only possible if we begin to love Krishna or like Krishna. And that again is easy possible if we learn to be patient and just hear to Krishna, Krishna's pastimes, although they are totally different from anything which we experience in this world. And therefore our mind tends to switch off in the middle if we have not yet become born in taste. So for some of us, listening to Krishna's pastime is a necessary sadhana, whereas for others it is a desired relishment, no? A nourishment. So we will continue now with kirtan, and I believe there will be very loud kirtans, and because we are what we are, who we are, and it's also good, you know, then there is no time to rest and so on. But I request you to prepare your consciousness a little bit. Jamashtami is once a year, and all of us have traveled far and wide. We can hear, we are very careful, there's some sounds behind the wooden doors. Krishna gets ready for the last darshan. And it is good if when the curtains open, that we have this moment where we are able to turn to Krishna from our heart. So our kirtans are meant to prepare us for this moment, and I believe it is very wonderful. We have now Kavi Chandra. Yes? Good. So Thank you very much, and wish you a wonderful. You know, in the material world, the new year started was again when the calendar year 25 started, but our year is going to start in an hour or 2 hours. So let's have a good rutsch, you know, a good a rutsch means good entry into the new year. Hare Krishna.